what you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. The end won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Wow, wow. We kind of took a pause over the Thanksgiving holidays. It was really nice to refresh and recharge and get lots of sleep and just kind of, you know, put the phone down for a little while. Put the computer away and just enjoy time with family and friends. Shady Groove, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Get on in here.
Yes, sir, I did. I'm glad that you did. I had a great Thanksgiving, as a matter of fact. I had an absolutely wonderful conversation with my mom on Thanksgiving Day, and it was just really nice to reconnect with her. And my family back in North Carolina are doing great as well. It's getting a little bit cold back there, but it's kind of weird being a long distance away from your family. But in all reality, it's okay, because we had a lot of healing that has happened this year. And I think a lot of patriots out there maybe had the same experience over the holidays. People realizing, hey, this is nonsense we're dealing with every day. We're just people. We're Americans first. We don't need to be biting each other's head off about politics. It's quite obvious what's going on up there on Capitol Hill these days.
It sure is. And I just want to address this straight away, because Colonial's in here. I think Jeff needs to answer why the attack on Kate for being Mossad is BS and a wrap-up smear. I don't know if it is, Colonial. I don't know if it is. I don't know if it isn't. But if you're an Anon, you should dig. Maybe you should do that. I want to let everybody know that I did leave We the Media because of all this drama that I don't want to be involved in. There's way too much drama. Their mind is off the mission because they're trying to protect their brand for whatever reason. There was some pretty damning stuff that came out about them. And, you know, Anons are waiting for more sauce and whatever, guys. Be Anons. Dig yourself. The truth is learned, never told. I'm not going to be a part of it. I due to these recent events, this has happened. As you know, Greg Phillips has been on the show many, many times. I know passions are running high on the We the Media issues. With all due respect, it might end up being your business, given that it's a truth of an employee. We are appearing to lead to coordinate this We the Media Mossad smear campaign. It was just on your podcast a couple weeks ago. Well, you know, who cares? I mean, if I worked at Speedway, would you sue Speedway? I mean, you know, this is insane. Some time back, I suggested that TG was a dangerous app. If this crap doesn't stop, I'm going to prove it. There will be casualties amongst you. Catherine and I don't know anything about the junior high drama taking place, but you might want someone from the legal team to take a look at the treatment from We the Media founder, Jordan Sather. I'm about to fight back, but I'm not affiliated with at True the Vote. This is the kind of stuff that I don't want to be a part of, Shady.
I don't either.
Why don't you? Why don't you, Anons, dig? Why do you have to be told? Isn't the truth learned, never told? Go watch the said video. In fact, somebody can post it in here. Go watch it yourself. We are not prophets. We are going to focus on the mission, Sandy Star, right? White, absolutely. You know, people are saying, oh, the POTUS is going to be reinstated in 2022. How do you know that? And It's almost December 1st, and POTUS has not been reinstated.
Very, very, very sad. I think it's very sad what's going on right now, and with multiple different people, as a matter of fact.
Yep. And Super Yacht, we are going to get into all those Q posts. We've got a lot to talk about. We've got new Q for all of you that don't know and are learning about Q from watching this show on Brighteon.tv. We love you all. We love you all on RedStateTalkRadio.com. That's our biggest listenership right there. Thank you, Red State Talk Radio. Just use your spy device and say, tune in to Red State Talk Radio, whatever spy device that may be. And you can hear us at 12:05, 10:05 p.m. and 6:05 a.m. and the Q Lounge Live all 2 hours Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. So, you know, and Rumble.com. I forgot our Rumble guys. Hey, Rumble, what's up? Press 17 if you had a great Thanksgiving. And you know what, Shady, we're not brought to you by Lucifizer. We're brought to you by you. And thank you guys very much. And Yeti, roll that beautiful bean footage.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show, because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Use buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you guys. God bless.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There's no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my original My Slippers are back in stock. You've made them a huge success, and now I've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And with your promo code, you still save $90 a pair. Not only that, I'm having the biggest closeout sale ever on our sandals and slides for as low as $19.98. What makes my slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Wear them anytime, anywhere. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code to save $90 on my original My Slippers, or for as low as $19.98, you can get our sandals or slides. Quantities won't last long, and with my 60-day money-back guarantee, you can rest assured they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own.
Use code MG Show.
Hey, and welcome back. Use code MG Show at MyPillow.com, 800-873-0478, 800-873-0478. You can call and get a mattress today, right, Poussaint? Use code MG Show. And they do have coil mattresses. They got the foam mattresses. They got everything. Also, the best way to support us right here, Rumble Rants are one of the best ways to support us. Let's see how many we got so far. Oh, yep, none. Thank you guys very much. And we got the Rumble, mg.show/shop. You can get a cool shirt, some merchandise, or you got mg.show/donate. That is the best way. Guys, welcome back to the show. Shady, welcome back.
Thank you very much. And again, I'd just like to say a big thank you. Coming across Thanksgiving always makes me slow down for a second and put out and make sure to mention what I'm thankful for. And I'm very, very thankful for all of you. I'm thankful for your voices. I'm thankful for your efforts. And I'm thankful for your intentions, your true intentions out there that are to save this country. We are awash in infiltration, and we need every single person that we can get on deck, get on the wall. We need you to fight, and we need to push forward and to get this message out. The message being America first. This message, America first, is what will be attacked and sidelined by the political class, the elite class, the globalist class, you name it. They're going to try to sideline it, and this is what we need to be fighting for as we gear up for a big-time run for the presidency of 2024.
You know, this is it. You know, we're going to need to fight. We've got Maricopa County right now today holding a secret little tribunal. Apparently, they're going to let the press in. We'll see what happens there. But I really quick, just, you know, I want to let you guys understand what Q is about. It's about ascension. You guys saw the post, right? So, you know, ascension means, you know, ascending, right? Jesus taught people to ascend. And, you know, and it's you. You forgot your power. You are the one that matters, not a government. You know, we don't want to reinstate a government that is, you know, full of crap. And what people don't understand... Corrupt. It's corrupt and full of crap. What people don't understand, this word right here, Shady. Ready? Say it with me.
Statism.
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 You know, people, so, you know, you're talking about religion, right? So religion is religion, right? It's a worship of Jesus and God. And then you've got, you know, people worship money. And, you know, that is their religion, the religion of, you know, government. The brilliant idea that, you know, we give a small group of people the right to kidnap, imprison, harass, steal from, and kill people so that we can be protected from the same people that kill, kidnap, harass, steal, and kill people, guys. We do not want that government. We want a new government by you, the people. Now, people are saying military is the only way. Could we have to use the military to get that back? I don't know, because we're not a prophet, and news unlocks the Q map, Shady Groove.
Yeah, and I think that that's a very good point to drive home here today, is that news unlocks the map. We've been working with this for like 5 years, and that's the way that Q said very early on to understand this. News will unlock the map. It is not a bunch of, you know, all the drops are not to be utilized as a profit. This is not a profit-type scenario. This is understanding government corruption at the highest levels and realizing that we have to take a specific path to get to the unveiling or to the revelation that these people are corrupt in unison. They're corrupt together. They're cooperating, and utilizing the media as their enforcement arm. That's what we're trying to work around. News unlocks the map.
Rush 58 says ascension is from this 3D matrix of the mind caused by the Babylonian money magic scheme of having people believing that paper is gold. You know, that's right. So the Babylonian money system is, you know, they used religion and the government. That's why we had separation of church and government, because they were working together for
statism.
Now, you know, people get really confused with what anarchy is, right? You know, they always say that it's chaos, right? So anarchy, Shady, is from the Greek prefix without the absence of, the Greek noun archaon, archion. Master ruler. So anarchy does not mean without rules. It means without rulers or without masters. So picture this meme. You got Jesus meme, right? And it says, I'm an anarchist, but most of my followers are statists. Now think about, do you want to save and put a contingency plan to save a corrupt bloodline controlled government from the Babylonian money magic system? Shady, do you?
No.
Okay. So now I think you understand where we stand. It's on the right side, guys. It's on the right side. And I just want to go ahead.
No, yeah, I think that that's very good that you bring that up right now, because it is. The founding fathers were a lot closer to anarchists than they were communist. Okay, so that the line between anarchy and communism, basically complete control and no control. The founding fathers were trying to engineer the country in a way that the rules of God, the Ten Commandments, sort of engineered the rules of the country. Law inserts that these things can't be done to hurt someone and to protect the injured party, not to go after just any random person the government wanted to go after. That's what the system is kind of in place to do.
Yeah, so Texas Tom says devolution has been in play. Well, I hope not, because I don't want that corrupt government. Sorry, I'm just going to say it like it is. I am so sorry. I do not agree with devolution, and I'll say it again. I do not agree with devolution. So, be aware of false prophets. President Trump is going to be reinstated before November 2022. Well, that's just my opinion, but you said it 50 times. Beware of false prophets. I am not a prophet. You are not a prophet. We are not prophets. Focus on the mission. Q. That was a Q post last night. 4946 Shady Groove right there.
Yep, I think that we needed that over the weekend. I think people needed to see that.
Yeah. And then we got Anon says Q&A. Q says in time. Q, and that's Q post 4965 last night. And then this one, what is coded in your DNA? Who put it there? Why? Mankind is repressed. We will be repressed no more. Information is knowledge. Knowledge is power. Information is power. How do you protect your DNA? There is a war for your DNA. Protect your DNA. Ascension. Q.
Pretty compelling to be in this moment and seeing what's going on in the political atmosphere right now. And the globalism is moving in, and we're going to be going into showing you a lot of the pushback that's going on right now. But you know, the humanity is waking up, everyone, and that is really the message from this show and from what Q did helped us with, is to show us the awakening, to show us how we can wake up and how we can intertwine with each other again, as opposed to being completely separated and non-communicative like we were 5 years ago, by the way. Like, nobody talked about any of this stuff 5 years ago. Now everybody's having at least a relevant conversation, even if it's about misinformation or whatever. You're at least having a conversation. The founding fathers didn't think there was any such a thing as misinformation. They thought that the public would be able to decipher the difference between what was true and what was false, given a free press.
That's right. So ascension is, you know, also can be, it's the apotheosis, right, Shady?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So apotheosis is a dictionary. It means the highest point of development of something, a culmination or climax.
Apotheosis.
Apotheosis. So that's ascension. It's the elevation of someone to divine status or deification. Now, that's kind of a not really what it means exactly. If you understand, you know, the mysteries and, you know, what, you know, Bill Cooper was talking about, it's, you know, we're never going to be God. They want you to be in the image of him, lowercase him. And that's why you have this post. They've been trying to get your DNA and, you know, change your DNA. I mean, they're even trying to get you to say, I'm a non-binary, right? No, you're not. You're you, and you're in, and God, who put it there? God, did God put that in your DNA, Shady? Who coded, what is coded in your DNA, and who put it there? Why?
Well, exactly. And it's the frequency, you know, the frequency, ascending your frequency, raising your frequency of fear. They want you in that low level frequency of fear. They want you to be afraid all the time. A lot of the people that know God, that know Jesus, that have come to understand that with the real events in their lives, recognize that fear is something that does not serve them. And fear is the low energy section of humanity that really prevents us from being able to move forward. And I think that this moment with new information gets people more out of the fear mindset, everyone. That's the movement killer right there, is to walk this world and be afraid.
Yep, and we tie all this DNA manipulation to the Pesur had a DNA manipulation lab, the Lee family. It's all bloodline. They want to make you in the image of lowercase him, folks.
Yes.
So I want to show you this video. It's Joey Lombardi was the man responsible for this video, Shady. He was set up on charges and imprisoned. And if you research the topic, it's interesting. In Lombardi's own words, quote, I was on this assignment and it seemed really bizarre. It didn't just make any sense, you know? I was told that I was to document a war hero's return home from Iraq. That was it. Simple, right? But the normal chain of command was altered. In this case, the first time in 6 years, I was to report to the CIA aide named Agent Fleming, as well as an Army Colonel Harris, who, from what I gather, was a bigwig in the intel agency at the Pentagon. So it was weird, especially for such a boring sounding assignment. It got weirder when I was mailed a package that contained a DVD and a stack of documents that where a lot of things were blacked out, but it was stuff related to FunVax. The package was addressed to me on it, and it was sent to the house where I was, you know, videotaping the family and that I was documenting. So two of these videos, actually, one looked like a homemade amateur video. This is still from his own words. That was of a party in a common area, like a lunch room or something. There was a cake that said FunVax is a go. And on it, there was a sign that said, congratulations, FunVax. But what was all the FunVax related information? It just wasn't normal party. These people were talking about normal things. The second video was a lot more informative. It was DOD footage from a lecture hall in the Pentagon. The video date stamp was 4/13/05. So someone holding onto this for a while, I received it the second week of February of this year. So on it, it had one of the guys from the other video in the party video giving a presentation. I gave an 8-minute clip from this presentation, but basically this guy, he must be a scientist. The guy is giving a lecture about brain and gene called VMAT2 to a group of men in suits, as well as various military uniforms. He talks about religion. He talks about showing MRI brain scans. He said that the inhibition of VMAT2 would be over time cause a person's brain to shift from a religious brain structure. They scientifically, you know, call it phenotype. But basically, you can change a religious brain to a non-religious brain structure. The VMAT2, apparently the scientific name for what people term the God gene. Or the warrior gene, right, Shady? At the end of the clip, he filed a proposal under the name FunVax to begin experimenting in the VMAT2 gene with it, with the goal of creating a virus like flu virus that will remove or replace this gene from people in the Middle East. Their goal, of course, was to create peace in the Middle East, right? So let's check it out, Shady Groove. This is a 4-minute clip, 4/13/05. And this guy is not Bill Gates. I'm just going to say that right now.
That's true.
Religious fundamentalists, religious fanatics, and this is the expression, RT-PCR, real-time PCR expression.
But he does look like him and sound like him.
Over here, we have individuals. So let me complete. So over here, we have individuals who are not particularly fundamentalists, not particularly religious, and you can see there's a much reduced expression of this particular gene, the VMAT2. Gene. Another evidence that supports our hypothesis for the development of this approach.
What you're suggesting here is by spreading this virus, we're going to eliminate individuals from donning on a bomb vest and going into a market and blowing up the market.
So our hypothesis is that these are fanatical people, that they have overexpression of the VMAT2 gene, and that by vaccinating them against this, we'll eliminate this behavior. So we have some very, very remarkable data in this next slide. Here we have two brain scans. These are fMRIs. These are two different individuals with different levels of expression of VMAT2. On top is an individual who's a religious fanatic, an individual, and we've repeated this numerous times, that has high levels of VMAT2. Now, this individual down here, who had low levels of the VMAT2 gene, this individual would self-describe as not particularly religious. In each case, these individuals were read a religious text. This individual lit up the right middle frontal gyrus, shown here, and that's a part of the brain that's associated with theory of mind. It's a part of the brain that has to do with intents and beliefs and desires. In marked contrast, here's an individual who would not particularly self-describe as religious. And when they're read a religious text, what you see is that this part of the brain called the anterior insula lights up. This is a part of the brain that's associated with disgust or displeasure on hearing something.
So you're suggesting I take a CT scan with me when I'm evaluating people to determine whether I put a bullet in their head?
So the data that I'm presenting here supports the concept that we're proposing. And I think that we would not propose to do CT scans or fMRIs on individuals out in the hinterlands of Afghanistan. The virus would immunize against this VMAT2 gene, and that would have the effect that you see here, which is it's essentially to turn a fanatic into a normal person. And we think that will have major effects in the Middle East.
How would you suggest that this is going to be dispersed, the aerosol?
Well, so the present plan and the tests that we've done so far have used respiratory viruses, such as flu or rhinoviruses, and we believe that that's a satisfactory way to get the exposure of the largest part of the population. Most of us, of course, have been exposed to both of those viruses, and we're quite confident that this will be a very successful approach.
This is fascinating. What's the name of this proposal?
Yeah, so the name of this project is FunVax, which is the vaccine for religious fundamentalism.
And you have a proposal already?
The proposal has just been submitted, and I think that the data that I have shown you today would support the development of this project, and we think it has great promise.
FunVax, guys. How about that? Taking out, don't they have a chemical luciferase or something like that, Shady Group, if I do correct my, remember correctly?
Yes, you are remembering correctly. And this is what we're fighting. This is what we've been fighting for a long time before people knew that there was a fight out there. The genetic engineering has been going on for 100 years, and they have gotten pretty good at it, considering what they were able to do with the mRNA thing.
Yeah. Wow, guys. It's pretty crazy. So now we've got these protests happening in China, which could, they're dispensing aerosols over the population. They're burning people alive. They've got, them in, it's terrible, guys, what's happening
over
there.
They're mowing people down with machine guns.
Yeah. And, they're all fully vaxxed, aren't they, you think?
They've got some sort of issue, it seems like. They act like they are, but I don't think so.
Right. So let's just look at some of this, Shady, because it's important. Understand it a little bit. It's being, over on Twitter, they're using Chinese sex bots to get away from it. But, it's even happening everywhere. But I want to show you this real quick. Let me just go here. Okay. So first of all, oh my gosh, here we go. Oh, there's so much, but we're going to have to talk about it. Okay, here we go. So this is a BBC journalist was taken by cops after filming the protests in Shanghai. Look at that.
Hey, okay, Barry, call the consulate now.
That's yours, this is...
Call the consulate now.
Hey, okay, Barry, call the consulate now.
That's yours, this is...
Yep, get out of the way. This is, this is the sprays. Check this out. Could you imagine, guys?
Well, right? if the politicians had their way, they'd be doing this here already.
They'd be doing this. These are their 80,000 bed quarantine facility that's under construction.
Everyone seems to need the cure.
That's pretty wild, right? Ooh, and now we've got somebody, CBS, the tone of this CBS reporter seems to side with the CCP. You decide. Check it out.
Number of COVID cases this week, despite the country's zero tolerance lockdown policy, which is now stirring anger and rare protests. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer has that story tonight.
Furious citizens hurled barricades and abuse at the police in the port city of Guangzhou, where some areas have been locked down for weeks. These restrictions have been disastrous for the economy, and people have simply had enough. There's even been serious unrest at Foxconn, which assembles half the world's iPhones. Workers rioted this week over factory conditions after a COVID outbreak and news that they wouldn't be getting a pandemic bonus. There's a joke on social media that while President Xi Jinping was away meeting world leaders at the G20, local Chinese officials in charge of COVID measures like mass testing quietly eased some of the rules. Unfortunately, cases spiked from 1,267 a month ago to almost 33,000 on Friday. Now President Xi is home again, and millions of Chinese are back in lockdown. Gigantic isolation centers are going up to warehouse contacts of COVID cases. Some of the Chinese pushback against zero COVID may be coming from Chinese viewers watching crowds at the World Cup unmasked and unafraid. In fact, one of them used Photoshop to make the point that Chinese rules are ridiculous. And this man agrees. Outside his lockdown apartment complex, he's shouting, "Give me freedom or give me death."
Whoa.
Elizabeth Palmer, CBS News.
That was a Trump.
Yep, Trump post.
Wow.
Wow, he's right. Interesting that she said that right there at the end, huh?
This is why we do these shows, idiot, I guess, you know. Let's check this one out. I mean, could you imagine, JD? I mean, this is what they want to do to you guys. Here's another one. Check this out. It looks like the apocalypse has begun in China. Check this out.
Literally looks like the apocalypse has just begun in China right now. Eerie videos have been coming out of China today showing completely trashed and empty streets of the Foxconn factory residences. The factory was the world's largest iPhone manufacturer and was home to around 200,000 workers. But in a matter of weeks, that number's reportedly dropped by a staggering 40 to 50%. See, recently the factory was placed in lockdown. So in fears of being trapped at work, thousands of workers had to flee so quickly that they didn't even have time to bring their belongings with them. And what you're seeing is Foxconn are essentially now going into workers' apartments and throwing all of their belongings out of their windows because it's easier than just carrying it down the stairs.
Wow. Yeah, I saw some of that video on Saturday, the protests that are going on there. And, you know, we're seeing something very, very unique right now. You know, we haven't seen a country try to lock down however many billion people, and that's literally what they're trying to do there. And I would recommend to everybody out there, this is the Christmas holiday, we're moving into Christmas, really consider what it is that you buy for your nieces and nephews this year. Chinese crap, at some point we have to stop. You know, at some point you have to break the addiction. The garbage that we're buying that it really is useless is funding what you're watching go on in China. There is no difference. There is no disconnect. This is what the NWO has wanted the whole time. We need to start making stuff here in America. We need to be entrepreneurial. We need to stop answering to the man and start getting busy making things that China makes, because we can't buy stuff from them anymore. We have to stop.
It's even in Toronto, Shady, check this out. They're saying, Chinese people resist, liberty or die, down with the CCP. So people are fighting back all over the world. That's Toronto, Shady. Check this out.
There was other cities that the Chinese were coming out as well, not just in Canada, but yeah, like you were saying, all around the world, people are supporting their families in China.
Hmm. I think this is just some action going on in the streets. You know, just, you know, we're going to just kind of look through some of these videos. There's a couple more here. Shady, check this out.
Look at that.
It's just, you know,
pretty disgusting scenes coming out of China, Shady. Here, let's see a couple more. Pretty interesting, man.
It's interesting that a lot of these videos are getting out of China on TikTok. Matter of fact, I find that kind of interesting.
Yeah, totally. This is anger, fury erupts across China as the COVID controls and Z's rule. Check this out.
I'm overwhelmed. Every conscientious Chinese should be here. They don't have to voice their opinions, but I hope they can stand with us.
And I cannot overemphasize how rare it is to have someone speak to CNN maskless in public. It shows just how determined they are for their voices to be heard. And after 2 a.m., more masses of police filed in. They were forcing us to disperse. We saw those videos of violence in Shanghai during the protests, but at least what I witnessed yesterday was peaceful.
Listen,
yeah, it's peaceful. It's peaceful.
Yeah, that's not what I would call that. At all.
77 people demand release, that there was a lot of crying in the scene. A captured man was saying, "Help me." CNN calls peaceful.
Yeah, well, we know that CNN is not really very accredited in determining what a peaceful protest is and isn't. So I'm not sure that we can take their analysis too seriously there, bud.
Yep, and Chinese bots were infiltrating Twitter for, you know, garbage like this, Shady Groove. I want to find a husband tonight, blah, blah, blah. So they bombarded Twitter to try to take over the narrative on Twitter.
Yeah. Well, they have
to. This is the video of the high-rise fire that sparked Chinese protests. People are in there, Shady.
Yes, they are. And they're not trying to get them out.
Nope, they sure aren't.
From what I was understanding, they weren't even able to get the fire hoses near the building there because of all the lockdowns that they're doing. So, I mean, it's crazy.
And, you know, we're trying to just, you know, show you guys the narrative that they're pushing, folks. It's insane. You know, what's his nut is back out, right? Fauci wanting you to get another jab, all this other stuff. I mean, get off me, man. If I want to get it, I'll get it. If I don't, I don't.
And he's weaponizing the teachers to put masks back on the kids. And again, we're going to reiterate that this whole thing about COVID was not about you. It was about your kids. It was about training your kids. It was about masking your kids. And they've even come out and the CDC made the statement, oh, well, as soon as you're eligible, get the vaccine. So they're basically talking to the people, the kids that are 15 to 18 years old that their parents didn't want them to get the vaccine. And they're saying, as soon as you turn 18, you need to go out and get that vaccine. You know, I mean, like they, and going back to the video that you just played before all this China stuff, this is what they're doing. We are not kidding around. And that, in my opinion, is what Q is trying to get us to understand.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Shady, we've kind of held this back for a while, and I kind of want to go through it today. I think today is a good time.
Okay.
It's the apotheosis. Apotheosis mm-hmm. is ascension. And a little bit of background on this book, it's called Pandora's Box, The Ultimate Unseen Hand Behind the New World Order, Shady. Mm-hmm. Okay. You got it?
I got it right here. I'm going to show it.
I've held back on this, but it is a decode. There it is right there, Shady. Yep, that's it right there.
Yep.
You notice the railroad. Yeah.
Notice the railroad.
And you notice that. Notice that, right? That's right there. And here's another picture of it right here. It's by Alex Christopher. Okay. And what I want to do is read through to you guys what the apotheosis in this book. So this gentleman, Alex Christopher, met with somebody that died. He was dying. He was basically, that's right. I'm so sorry. Yes. I forgot about that. Yeah. Alex was a lady, and she met with this guy that died, and he was of the bloodlines. We didn't really get his name, but it doesn't matter because this book is, it shows you how the railroads took over. So even Fritz Springmeier, Shady Groove, on Illuminati, Bloodlines of the Illuminati, I've watched all of his episodes on it. And he said, if you want to know more about the insiders, go look at Pandora's Box. And that's what we're talking about today. So on page 21, Shady, N21, you've got the legacy of Jesus has not ended on the cross. The descendants and Jesus both survived after his crucifixion to form a holy bloodline that has merged into the lineage of the first kings of France, so the so-called Merovingian dynasty. Jesus. Godefroy de Bouillon was a Merovingian. Jesus ascended into a higher frequency and understanding and still lives today on another plane of reality. Refer to chapter 5 on the Apotheosis Project. Okay. Now, remind you, this is what they think. Okay. I'm telling you what they think. This is the book of telling you what a bloodline thinks. Okay. The only conclusion that makes any sense is that the Catholic Church is a dual church. We know that the Catholic Church has what is called a white pope and a black pope. In a simple terms, now we have basically, by the way, the new white pope is a black pope, just so you know. So now we have two black popes. In simple terms, this must mean that there is a public and a hidden agenda of the church. The public view is in charge of the false teachings, brainwashings, and misleading of the people. The hidden agendas of the church that the good Catholic common folk have no idea exist under the outward cover of the church. It is all evil up until Jesus' time in the ancient writings. There is a flood of information on the scribes and the Pharisees. After Jesus left, they quickly disappeared and the Holy Roman Church appeared suddenly. Could it be the Jewish scribes and the Pharisees are the ones that really created the Catholic Church to control the people to prevent them from evolving the teachings that Jesus brought to earth? It's not known from the angles that are communicating with man that Jesus' disciples and some followers were able to do the same miracles that Jesus could do. There are even people that ascend the same as Jesus, referred to chapters in the Apotheosis Project. So here we go. This is the Apotheosis Project right here. And by the way, if you look at the table of contents, it very reminds me of Q. So in 2 years ago, I was given information about an ongoing secret military project. One person had come into contact with the top secret file in the general's office in the Pentagon. So we have a general that we know that was in the Pentagon, don't we, guys? This person had gotten to actually read the file, and to say the least, from what he told me, he was just a wee bit shaken up of what the project proposed to do. According to what he related to me, this project was an effort to utilize the unified field theory that Einstein had perfected in his time and the government had seized to keep work from the public. They felt the people were not mature enough to handle the information. In utilizing the unified field theory, in this simplest terms, it refers to the physical mass of a human body. That result would be awesome, almost beyond belief for most common people. In short, the apotheosis of a human. All right, so here we go. More passionately you desire to listen to the faster, the more profound the manifestation becomes your experience. All this is birthright as you start the apotheosis. Even in the Bible, stated in John 10:34 and in Psalm 8:26, that everyone has the birthright of the apotheosis becoming fully activated. And then, you know, this is the whole chapter right here. So your next question is, how can I do this apotheosis process to myself? I can only tell you from some of my experiences because I have no idea how the government is achieving the process with people unless they can put some kind of attachment on a person's electromagnetic field and accelerate it, because it can be a fatal way to go if the body and the mind is not ready for that much energy. Ideally, it should be a progressive process, enrichment and expand the mind, spirit, and body, as follows to say. What is about to happen first is all about powerful energy that leaps your mind, occupied with sexual desires, has to be pushed up through the endocrine glands. It reaches the pineal gland and the pituitary glands in the brain that opens up opens up your brain. The process is referred to the rise of the phoenix and the rise of the kundalini. What it really is pure energy being forced up through the endocrine glands and spinal column to the center of the brain, where it causes, through the opening of the pineal gland, a chemical or hormone to be released that will stimulate the entire body to raise vibration, and you will start to change. This is what yogas in India do. Once you start opening the other 90% of the sleeping brain, you can never be held back, because it's your birthright to be all and know all and have absolute awareness and capabilities to use thought. The next step is a fourth dimensional level of frequency. So this is kind of what's going on right here. Possibly Shady Groove. It could be the apotheosis teaching us to ascend, but we can't do it because they're manipulating your DNA. They're manipulating your food. They're manipulating your air, your water. Everything around you is manipulated to maybe keep you from ascending to the next level as your God-given birthright.
Exactly right. And that's what we're fighting. That's what we're fighting. We're fighting that process. Globalism is exactly what Jeff just said. That's what they're doing. That's what they put it here for. That's why it exists, is so that they can do this to humanity, so that they can grow the crop. What's the crop? Humanity. Grow the crop to the point where the crop will produce but not push back. But now they have shown their cards. The people can see everything that happened with Donald Trump, and over the last 5 years with the awakening, the Great Awakening, what's going on is that they have essentially, starting 100 years ago, attempting to de-engineer or mal-engineer the Great Awakening of humanity, humanity's realization that fear is not our guidepost. Fear is actually a millstone, not a guidepost. And that's what we're all trying to do here. That's what I think that each individual person that comes to this conversation, at the core of them, is looking to do. They are looking to live their life without fear. They're looking to walk the day without fear. And the establishment is attempting to pull you back into that fear with their narratives, with their events, with all of this stuff going on in the media. That is to keep your friends and family afraid, so that hopefully your friends and family can reinfect you with fear. It has to go the other way. We have to reinfect our love.
I want to readdress a comment here. Yoga is demonic. Well, in the New Age world, it is, but yoga means to work. Yoga means to work. When you do yoga, you're supposed to center your mind. Okay. It's to center your mind, because you've got a left brain and a right brain, and you're supposed to balance that. But the New Age made it demonic, guys.
Because they make it something to worship. It's not something to worship. It's a tool to utilize. It's not a worship feature.
To work. Correct. So, what we know about Q, this is the Great Awakening, seeing the negative for what it creates, the ability to steel oneself against its harmful effects, and the possibly to avert those effects entirely. That's what this Q movement is about. We make things happen. Future proves past. They got us all off Twitter because we were collectively thinking, praying, meditating, we were making it happen, guys.
And that's why they had to stop it, because the collective consciousness was becoming aware, becoming awake, finding out new things. We were utilizing the platform that they built to enslave us, to attempt to free people. They couldn't have that. So they removed all the voices that had any type of productive, positive message. Notice that they left all of the left people over there. When was the last time you saw a fun, good, positive message out of a liberal? I'll give you a minute. And
that goes into perception is not reality. A new age, the new age says perception is reality. No, it's not. Perception is not reality, but our work to align the two. But our work is to align the two, reality and perception, to become the truth. Remember, we've always said this. The left has their narrative that they believe. We have ours. Mm-hmm. Sooner or later, the two are going to merge, and the truth is going to pop out at the end.
And that's when we create new government out of the truth.
So right use of meditation and yoga, this is your new age correction, okay? Meditation, correct usage is for balancing the brain when it has become chronically left brain dominant. Yoga's proper usage is to help us discover what our true work is and to motivate us to do it. Now, I'm not saying that I believe in yoga and I do yoga or anything, but I'm telling you that we've been lied to over and over and over. And I saw those comments there. I thought I wanted to address that for you.
Well, I think that's good to address that.
Yeah. Yeah. And Shady, we're coming up. We already left brighttown.tv. Darn, I missed it. But, you know, guys, you know, this is a new, you know, we've got to understand what they've fooled us with, right? And they fooled us with a lot of things. And it's pretty amazing what we're learning here every day.
It's at the end of the day, it's energy manipulation. Okay. You are a battery. You are electricity. Electricity flows through you. It comes from within you. You generate it. That energy moves up and through you and out and back around in a toroidal motion. That is who we are. That is the life force that is within you. And people that don't fight for the life force that is in them, that energy, that electricity that's within them diminishes over time. It diminishes. It slowly starts to move at this really, really slow, low-frequency pace. This is why we bring this type of energy on the show, because the uplifting, the out of this world, the out of the box, that type of thinking, brainstorming, understanding is exactly what I think God wants us to do. That's how we find the answers. That's how Jeff doesn't necessarily have to say things to me all the time, but I can understand him a lot of the times. Why is that? Because we have a universal connection between each other. And it doesn't matter if you're from Mexico. It doesn't matter if you're from Peru. It doesn't matter if you're from China. We are all the same.
That's right. And what really was the
apotheosis.
Right. Pretty amazing. So that's a brief history. We can dig into that a lot deeper because I'd really love to show the whole chapter to the group, but we don't have enough time for today because we've got a lot more to cover. We've got Arizona coming up. We've got, oh my gosh, just so much more. But I wanted to end the show on, you know, we talked about the vaccine, Shady, and you know, the fun vax, right? We talked about that. I want to show you guys something very interesting that I've came across. Let me go to that now. Hang on. Let me go up. I got to find out where I put it because, boy, I tell you, there's just so much news right now, guys.
It's over there.
It is. It's right here. It's right where I left it. And then I want to show you a couple of other things. But hang on. Let me, Shady. So basically, we're talking about the vaccine, Shady, right? How they want to take out the God particle. The Luciferese is, you know, in one of them. We've got, you know, these people in China being sprayed with something, aerosol, record high COVID cases, all that stuff. We know that it's a bioweapon from their own, you know, patents. But check this out, Shady. This is from the movie Frozen 2. Check this out. So Frozen 2, there's a stampede. People are watching. Oh my gosh, they're stampeding. And then all of a sudden, all of these animals, there's reindeer, they start running in a circle. Okay? Look at the circle. Check out the circle. That's in Frozen. It's a circle. Now, over the past few weeks, there's people that this month all over the world going around in a circle. We've got these cattle, I think they're sheep, running around in a circle. We've got goats right here. In a circle. Why and how is this happening? How did Disney prophesize that? And then I want to show you this, Shady. Somebody dropped this. Check this out. Here's an iPhone. All these ants are scurrying about. Oh. The phone rings and the ants form what, Shady?
A circle.
And with that, we'll be right back. Hour number two coming up. You do not want to miss it. MG Show right here, right now for you. Share the show. God bless you. Shady, take it
Stay
away.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show live on Red State Talk Radio. Coming right up after these words in the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog, too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you, guys. God bless.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my original My Slippers are back in stock. You've made them a huge success, and now I've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And with your promo code, you still save $90 a pair. Not only that, I'm having the biggest closeout sale ever on our sandals and slides for as low as $19.98. What makes my slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Wear them anytime, anywhere. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code to save $90 on my original My Slippers, or for as low as $19.98, you can get our sandals or slides. Quantities won't last long, and with my 60-day money-back guarantee, you can rest assured they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own.
Deplorable, and we love the name. God. got the bodies in the dirt, needing someone to blame. A patch of greed and money to spare. They put the dollars in the coffers and the lies in the air. Well, we got one, we got one.
Welcome back. Hour number two, the Matrix Morning Show on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
What has to happen to you? And how long is it going to take all of you to understand that if we all stood up together and said, no, get back in your cage. You can't fool us any longer. We know what the mall is. We know who you are. We know what you're trying to do. We know that you are in subversion, executing treason. And it's over. And ladies and gentlemen, what would it take to make you understand that if we all did that in concert, it would really be over? And no one would be injured, not even with a tiny scratch. Because they're cowards. They wouldn't even think of attempting to overcome a whole people who stood together. But you see, I know that won't happen. I know human nature, and I have studied history well. Most people are cowards, have always been cowards, will always be cowards. And they will hide and whimper and wail and gnash their teeth and cry, waiting for those of us who are not cowards to do something on their behalf. And we will, as we have always done throughout the history of the world, we will. But let me ask you this. In light of that, why will we? Why have we? And what are you going to do to us when it's all over? Because that always happens too, you see. The vast herd of cowards become shamed and we become the symbol of their disgrace. And then they must get rid of us. I'll tell you why we do it. Because we have a spiritual motivation that most of you cannot and will not ever understand. We do it out of love. We do it for our children and your children and all of the future generations of the world, which we refer to as our posterity. And we really don't give a damn what happens to us. I know that someday I will stand before God. God will judge me. And all that I hope for in this entire world is that when it happens, you will not have to say anything, bad or good, just smile. And if that happens, I will be enthralled throughout eternity. I will have such joy within my soul that you cannot even imagine. Just a little smile, that's all I want. I would like to be able to look down and see that my children are living free, without fear, with opportunity to create and make of their lives what they will. Ladies and gentlemen, all I want, or all I have ever wanted you to be, is honest, committed, caring, loving, and understanding that there are those in this world who cannot love themselves, much less love you, and therefore will try to hurt you and me and our children and our world, and those people we must oppose and fight. You cannot have peace, love, and understanding with those kinds of people, because to do it would mean your destruction.
Amen. Bill Cooper.
Telling it smiling. Like it is.
Yeah. Imagine that, Shady Groove. James Whitefield, expand your thinking. Nothing can stop what is coming. Expand your thinking. Nothing can stop what is coming. Thank you, James. $100 Rumble rant. Thank you very much, my brother. I appreciate that. Shady.
Yeah, I'm just saying that he says it so perfectly there. Everybody's going to sit around. Everybody's going to not do anything. Everybody's going to point to someone else to do something for them. It isn't about that. It is about you. It is about your path here, your individual path. And each one of you has your own. And each one of us have the responsibility to respect each other's path. That is a big deal in this movement. And I think that's what Bill Cooper was leading into there. You're never going to get together. You're never going to work together. You're always going to be at each other's throats. And as long as you are at each other's throats, the system, the establishment, globalism wins.
That's right. That's right.
When we
go and forward. That's what, but we want to save that system, don't we, say Shady?
No, I'm pretty good with scrapping it.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, this is what we've got. We've got, a lot of stuff happening with Carrie Lake over there in Arizona. This is amazing. What's happening over there? Maricopa County should delay certification for 2022 election, says AZGOP. Arizonians have no faith and trust in our elections. This is Carrie Lake right here. Our election officials are incompetent or worse. They have failed us on the fake news, ignores our fake elections and expect us to just move on. We won't. America will not survive if we don't demand election reform now. Just now, this election was ran extremely well, says Bill Gates. Put down your hunter's pipe, Bill.
That's the guy that's still in hiding, the elections official. Like he's still not come out from under whatever rock he went under because of all the threats. Well, man, hey, you know, you run an election, a decent election, you probably won't get threatened. I don't know. Call me crazy.
I don't know. You know, and you know, it's so disgusting what's happening. You know, you got Mark Elias, you know, Yeah, so what they're trying to do is trying to ram the New World Order down your throat right now, because January 20th, 2023 will be glorious.
So this means for the first time in 55 years, this January 20th, 2023 will mark the first time since 1967 that no member of the Cheney, Clinton, McCain, or Bush family will hold elected or appointed office in the federal government of the United States of America.
That's insane.
55 years, these four families have always had someone in office.
That's insane.
You're fired.
You're fired right there at the end.
And that's exactly. Because that we are voting. Vote, vote, vote. We're not going to vote. We're going to vote. We're going to vote. We're going to get our friends and family to vote. They're starting to wake up. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, let me go into, well, there's so much news, Shady. Oh my gosh. You've like got, let me just, so this is earlier today on the Bannon Show. This is what's kind of going on the ground in Arizona, Maricopa County.
A secret session inside behind closed doors that they rescheduled 9:30. It starts local time, 11:30 East Coast time. I think they'll open the doors sooner. How upset are folks there that want to testify today about how this election can't be certified?
Well, the sentiment's real simple, Steve. The people in this line believe they're not certifying an election today. They're certifying their own fraud. That's what's going on behind the closed doors right now with Bill Gates and the rest of this board. And Jordan, you've been out here the entire time. Talk to us about what you've seen and...
Yeah, that's right. You know, people out here in Arizona, they demand voter transparency. And it's the same thing we're seeing now. It's the same thing that we saw during the 2020 election audit. The Maricopa County supervisors, they don't want to be transparent. They don't want to answer the questions. They don't want to provide the information. And that's exactly what's going on right now. Right now, they're singing the national anthem out here. Yeah, take the hat off.
Take my hat off.
Yes. And it is a pumped up crowd of definitely over 100 people demanding voter transparency right here.
Ben, I know you guys are going to have to jump inside. We'll come back to you. Just let us know where you're going to be.
So pretty interesting, right? So a meeting in secret to try to certify their fraudulent election, Shady Groove.
Yeah, and they started like 2 days after the election, fortifying the building there with snipers and the sheriff's department and whatnot. So again, things that you've never seen before, we are seeing today.
Thank you.
That's right. So we've got a brave Arizonian confronts Maricopa County. This is on Carrie Lake's Truth Social. Check it out.
BOS and all for hearing me today. I am Joanne Pierce, an in-town resident of Wickenburg. On October 10th, 2022, a massive hurricane hit and devastated Florida. On November 8th, 2022, a few weeks later, 7.5 million people voted on written ballots in the general election. 5 to 7 hours later, all ballots were hand counted and the winners of those elections were announced. Meanwhile, in our Arizona, you five BOSs and AZSOSs department was incapable of providing anything resembling a final count for weeks. Every single one of you ought to be ashamed of how Arizona is now the laughing stock of the nation because Maricopa County is inept. Corruption occurred, people's votes haven't been counted, and thousands of votes have been disenfranchised. Arizona needs to vote and count as Florida did November 8th, 2022. Shame to hell to Maricopa County for dragging our fine Arizona straight to the toilet.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bill.
And wow.
I like her. We need her in office. So
there's another Maricopa County resident right here, Shady. I tried over and over to for close to an hour to scan my ballot. I was a poll worker under previous Secretary of States. We never had problems.
I am a resident of Maricopa County. My name is Sharon Huber, and I live in Wickenburg, Arizona. I feel that the voters of Arizona, and in particular Maricopa County and Wickenburg, had their votes disenfranchised because Maricopa County had so many problems on Election Day with their printers, tabulators, and other machines malfunctioning throughout the day. Thousands could not vote. Thousands left discouraged. I was one of those voters disenfranchised in Wickenburg and Maricopa County. I tried to vote in person, and I was told by the poll workers I had the right kind of ballot, that they had problems with the printers at first and then the tabulators all day long. Sure enough, the tabulator would not accept my ballot. I tried over and over for close to an hour, going from one tabulator to the other tabulator, turning it right side up, upside down, and every which way. I inspected my ballot to make sure I had filled in completely all the circles and that there were no stray marks. And I used a black ink pen. My ballot looked perfect. And no matter what I did, the tabulator would not accept it. I watched dozens of voters having the same problems. We were given an option, put it in drawer three, labeled misreads, and assured it would be counted that night. Actually, I didn't find out until 10 days before I got confirmation that it was counted. Or we could spoil it or try again, go to a different town to vote. They said 60 plus tabulators in Maricopa County were not working correctly. I reluctantly finally put my ballot in drawer three ballot and noticed there were hundreds of ballots stuffed in both tabulators in drawer three. I was later told there were 17,000 plus ballots in drawer three. I was a poll worker a number of times under different Secretary of States and recorders. We never had problems, not like this. How can elections be fair when tens of thousands of people are not able to vote? I know many people who never got confirmation their vote was counted.
Thank you, Ms.
So I am a resident of Maricopa County.
Thank you. Sit down. Oh, my God, Shady.
We're not interested in what you're saying. Go away.
Now, I wanted to real quick play this one. This is good. I forgot about this one. I should have played this one first. This is Stephen Richer.
These conversations need to focus on real issues. We can spend the next 2 years, as we've spent the last two, fighting over conspiracy theories promoted on social media by people who know nothing about.
Okay, all right. We again, I've asked you before. Please do not boo, do not cheer. Let's let Reporter Richer speak.
Don't sit here and label people here.
We can.
No. Okay. Again. 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 Everyone. Every. We need to stop, please. Everyone has the opportunity to say what they want to. We're not going to stop folks when you have your 2 minutes, as long as we don't get into profanity, which I do not anticipate. Let's please be respectful. The world is watching. Let's show people. Again, we're getting very close to, I'm getting very close to calling a recess here. And I don't want to do that. All right. So again, please stop. We want to give everyone the opportunity to speak. Recorder Richer.
Booed. Labeling people booed that know that there's problems with their elections a conspiracy theorist.
And let's not enough forget that is the exact same person that worked with Bill Gates and a few other from the Republican caucus there in Arizona to create an anti-Carrie Lake super PAC that they're openly members of and not ashamed about it. And now they're telling us that they didn't understand how the elections were just fine. Yeah, you got a lot to go through to get that one past people.
Yeah, and this is, in my opinion, this is all people of Arizona are disappointed. The ones that actually, might have dropped in their votes in a drop box, that's great. But, the drop boxes, in my opinion, were preloaded by Runbeck, who controls the drop boxes. Look, we've got people from all races, all colors, all political beliefs, in my opinion, mad at these elections in Maricopa County, as you should be. If you want this vote to count for X, your vote needs to count for X, not Y, but X. You need to count your vote for you. This is a marshal at the Arizona election. Check her out. Check this out.
Please state your address.
Stella Altair. I'm from Goodyear. And I was a marshal at this last election. But prior to even having November 8th, when I went to training, as we were practicing on the tabulators, they didn't even work on that day. We were given different ballots, and as you scan the ballots, they're supposed to have a certain code on there, and none of them worked. I think maybe one out of how many tries we did. He kept saying, oh, it's supposed to give this code. So they didn't even work when we were training. On election day, few minutes after the first person comes up to get their scan their ballots, misread, turn it over, misread. And that's how it happened for the whole entire day. We also had an incident where our scanners lost power. We didn't realize when they set them up, they didn't turn them on. They didn't have the power strip on. So 2 hours into it, our scanners went down. It took about 30 minutes for them to reboot. And so we were able to scan. I was able to keep people at the polling place because I told them stay there. But I know, with everything that you're hearing, all the testimony, I know what I'm saying is probably just going to be dropped into bin number 3 as I'm dropping the report. The election report is going right into bin number 3, because the thing of it is we are living in perilous times. This is a battle of good and evil. You can sit as lords over us. And I hope that anybody that.
Wow. She was about ready to get good.
I know. I was going to say she was getting ready to lay it on thick for him.
Right. Let me see if I can get
your address.
It's a battle of good and evil. You can sit as lords over us. And I hope that anybody that's running for a position in politics would get it through their heads that when they're elected, they're not gods over us. They are elected as and your servants to us, we the people.
Servants.
And
wow.
There will come a day when you will sit before a higher judge. You will sit before a higher judge and you will be held accountable for your role in what's been going on, for the deception and mocking God.
Wow.
Another perfect candidate for a office holder, someone that understands the relationship. And I think that America is getting a really good dose of this to understand, like, do they lord over you or do you lord over them? That is the question that we are currently figuring out here in America.
Yeah. To serve and protect. So very interesting stuff happening over there in Maricopa. Let's go back over to Kerry Lake. Hang on one second. Let me grab that, Shady. But
yeah,
the whole world is watching, Shady.
Yeah, they are. And I was just going to read. I pulled up Donald Trump's comment about Maricopa real quick while you're grabbing that. Massive numbers of broken voting machines in Republican districts on election day. Mechanics sent in to fix them made them worse. Kerry had to be taken to a Democrat area, which was working perfectly to vote. Her opponent ran the election. This is yet another criminal voting operation. So obvious, Kerry Lake should be installed governor of Arizona. This is almost as bad as the 2020 presidential election, which the Unselect Committee refuses to touch because they know it was fraudulent. So there's DJT weighing in.
Wow. And then we've got Through the Vote said this was yesterday. Late yesterday, 16 hours ago. Today, Maricopa County AZ responded to the AG's request to explain their epic EDO fail. To the thousands of Maricopa voters who saw their ballots mangled by broken equipment or were turned away or unnecessarily voted provisionally or left wholly unsure that their votes even counted. You'll be pleased to read that according to the Maricopa County, none of that really happened, Shady.
Yeah.
New. Here it is. So New County responds to the AG letter. Okay, here you go. Nothing happened. And let's just go over what they're saying here. So this is the thread, I guess. Key points, right? So this is counties door three procedures are lawful, and every single one of the 16,724 legal ballots deposited in secure door three on election day was counted. Mm-hmm. Two, the county's voter check out procedures are lawful, and 206 voters who went from to a second location to vote, 193 cast legal ballots that were counted. Chairman Bill Gates, the AG's office sent their letter with urgency, and we responded with urgency, full statement. Coming out on the Thanksgiving holiday so nobody can see it. I'm grateful for the county staff who worked with the great care to resolve to answer the questions from the Arizona Attorney General's office about the November general election. The AG's office sent their letter with urgency, and we responded with urgency. Our response is available to the public and read in its entirety and details of how Maricopa County followed state and federal laws to ensure every voter was provided the opportunity to cast a ballot in chaos. In the coming days, we will provide additional facts, transparency to the AG and other interested parties. We will also respond to those who have made public records requests of the county. Most importantly, we will fulfill our statutory responsibility to canvass this election on Monday.
The people of Arizona don't seem very happy with all this, Jeff.
No, and they are live right now. Let's see what's happening. Here we go. This is live.
I would like to call up Leslie Shepherd, if Leslie Shepherd can join the line over there. And we have, is it Chris Hamlet? Yes, Mr. Hamlet.
So I'm sure a lot of these comments are praising them of the great job that they're doing, right?
Chris Hamlet. I was a candidate for the Mesa School Board, 82nd Airborne Veteran. I was a medic in the United States Army. I'm quite certain you've already made your decision, just like Ben said. We understand the decision was already made. So everything at this point is nothing more than political theater and listening to our comments so that you can get us all out of here and still do what you were planning on doing before we got here. So let me frame this right. We're not framing this properly. This is a war between good and evil. And you all represent evil, including you. I want to look in your eyes, especially you. I see the way that you look at people when they come up here and speak truth. Such arrogance dripping from your mouth, just like the smile on your face right now. You guys represent evil, good versus evil. All you God-fearing men and women out here need to understand that and get up every day and start donning your body armor before you step on this battlefield. We cannot continue to fight this war with these earthly weapons and continue to talk on deaf ears. We must get God in the middle of this thing. We must start off our days with our helmet of salvation, our sword of the spirit, shield of faith, breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth, and our feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. And understand that if you do not start your day off like that, you are stepping on this battlefield ill-prepared, and we will keep getting waxed by these evil people in charge. Okay? So,
wow.
I just want to say something about Mr. Richer here. He came up here, and during your thorough reading of laws and processes,
I agree with that guy so wholeheartedly.
Not one time did you say a trash bag was acceptable to put ballots in. Not once. Yet that's what we have going on at this time. You're not losing friends because of the way that you handled this election process. You're losing friends because you're evil and corrupt, and you know it. Okay?
Please.
I can't stand that smirk on your face, and neither can anybody here. Keep doing it. You're showing us exactly who you are, Mr. Gallardo. You're showing us exactly. Now, Pentel pens, why are you telling us to use Pentel felt tips when the ballots clearly say black and blue ink only? None of this
your
was
time is up. Thank you.
God bless
Mr. Hamlet.
Stand with this man.
Okay. All right. So we have Teresa. Yes. Thank you for joining us. And then, while you're walking up there, let's invite Janelle Weaver to speak as well, to wait in line over there. Yes. Thank you. And if you could state your address, please.
Yes, I'm Teresa Breithop, and I live in Phoenix. I don't normally do this, so I'm really kind of nervous. I'm doing this for my child and my grandchildren. I feel that we're losing our nation because we can't have fair, transparent elections. I do have a question. Many of the issues I'm going to bring up have already been addressed, but one of my questions is why we have board members on this board that have formed a PAC that went after conservative candidates. I just don't understand that. Also, Mr. Richards, I'd like to, I think you need to stop boasting about the great job you've done, and you guys need to stop saying he did such a great job when it's evidence that we had long lines. Majority of the machines weren't working. There were people that could not vote, and there is evidence of voter harvesting. I do not have faith in our elections, and I feel that my vote did not even count. I think it's time that we go to same-day vote, paper ballots, and no more machines. And I do thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Next, 100%. Let me call up Ben Scheel. To the line as well. And then Leslie Shepherd. Do we have Leslie Shepherd?
There's empty seats because they're only letting so many people in. There's hundreds of people outside.
Born at Luke Air Force Base.
What is your profession?
I'm not your what I'm going to be playing here is before a judge.
Would you please speak into the microphone so the audience can hear your testimony?
I'm a computer programmer.
Mr. Curtis, are there programs that can be used to secretly fix elections?
Yes.
How do you know that to be the case?
Because in October of 2000, I wrote a prototype for President Congressman Tom Feeney at the company I work for in Oviedo, Florida, that did just that.
And when you say did just that, it would rig an election?
It would flip the vote 51-49 to whoever you wanted it to go to and whichever race you wanted to win.
And would that program that you designed be something that elections officials that might be on county boards of elections could detect?
They'd never see it.
Mr. Would you answer that question once again?
They would never see it.
So I'm giving you that as a testimony before a judge. That is a man who helped rig an election. We know that that still exists. You know that still exists. I went to go vote. I didn't get to turn mine in. The man in front of me couldn't turn his in. The man behind me couldn't turn theirs in. And guess what? I checked on my vote. It never went through. You have heard from many people, people in charge of the election. We are coming to you asking you to dig deep in your heart and not be condemned to hell one day. And why am I saying that? Because I'm a party person? I don't have a party. I'm an independent. I'm the outcast. But you know what? I'm standing here for the Constitution of the United States. And you guys are who we're looking to. Sheriff's Department, you know why I praise you? Because you don't stand up under these people. You stand up under the Constitution of the United States of America. And without us standing up under
them, we have
nothing. Nothing. They've already taken people's countries away. Venezuela, Dominion machine. You guys know they're dangerous. You know they're corrupt. Please dig deep in your
heart. Thank you, Ms. Shepherd. Your time is up.
Woo! Your time should be
up. Next,
bravo.
Bravo. To call Monica.
This is almost like an MG show right here.
Gail Golick.
We're doing good. Good. Duke says this is ascension. Amen, Duke.
People realizing good and evil.
If you could please state your address.
Hello, I'm Janelle Weaver. I live in Goodyear. I was a poll observer in Tonopah at the Valley Baptist Church on Election Day. I was there at 5:40 in the morning, so I saw the opening procedures, and I left at about 1:40. From the start, both tabulators were not working. I was told by the workers that the second machine wasn't working the night before during a test run, but the first one had ran perfectly until the morning. Maricopa County was notified about the second tabulator not working, and they were told that the county would send them one them first thing in the morning. By the time I left at 1:40, there was not a second tabulator that was working. The inspector surmised that perhaps it was the printers that were the problem, and they were trying to figure that out. At 7:17 a.m., that's an hour and 17 minutes, after the polls had opened, the first tabulator was working, but was only processing one out of five ballots. That's about 20, at about 8:30, only 26% of the ballots had been processed. That's a lot of people that did not get their ballots processed. As a poll observer, I witnessed the voters given four choices once their ballot was rejected from the tabulator. One, wait and rerun your ballot. Two, spoil your ballot and try again, like they have all the time in the world. Three, spoil the ballot and check out of that polling station and go to vote elsewhere, which I heard is against a statute of Arizona. And of course, they were lastly given the choice to put their sacred ballot into the infamous door number three. There were many voters that were very upset at this and didn't know what to do. Many did put their ballot in door number three. During my 8 hours there at Tonopah.
Thank you, Ms. Weaver. Your time is up. Next, Ben Scheel.
Got more.
If you could please state your address.
Yes, my name is Ben Scheel and I'm from Phoenix. Thank you, Chairman Gates and supervisors. My name is Ben Scheel from Phoenix. I'm a proud supporter of democracy and protecting our elections and the results of them. I just want to take a moment to thank our election workers for all they do to keep our elections accessible, safe, and secure.
They got a Scheel in there.
Eligible vote, and even as the county grows, to make improvements on the speed of counting so we get results as quickly as possible. Thank you, Recorder Richer,
for your you're not getting along with the audience
or early voting record. We appreciate that, and I look forward to working with you in the future to improve the early voting system, as you spoke to earlier.
No.
Finally, thank you all on the board, in addition to the folks
okay,
I have thanked earlier.
I'm sorry, Mr. Scheel. Again, can we please stop with the interruptions? Go ahead.
Yeah, Shady.
Yeah, thank you all for doing your duty as elected by the voters of this county. It shouldn't be controversial to do your duty and follow the law. Even in the face of misinformation, intimidation.
Look at him shaking. Look at his iPhone shaking, Shady.
This podium and is unacceptable. You are here with courage to carry out your duty. And your constituents know that. They care about that. And that is why they have reelected you. And I appreciate that as well. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. You're
so, more soy.
I'd like to thank the board because they're awesome and I love you and I'm afraid to die.
That's the best people that I've ever seen.
Wow, man.
And they next, Veronica.
Jeez.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
She's probably a positive one too, right?
I can speak because I come from a communist country and I don't want this to become communist country. My family in Venezuela lost everything and it was Dominion machine somehow. Interesting. First of all, I would like to ask you, Board of Supervisors, please help me understand how can Kathy Hobbs, current Secretary of State, be allowed to run for the election when she never recused herself? Anybody? How is she allowed to run for a governor when she never recused herself as a Secretary of State? Can somebody answer this, please? I'm questioning why is nobody talking about us over the media? I have nobody. Like, I'm just like mother trying to save my family because my kids were taken from me when they were little because I fought for them medical freedom because I don't go there, okay? But I want to tell you this, guys. I feel this like a joke, but please, Arizona, I love Arizona. I love all of you. I love you, Stephen. I voted for you, okay? This is not about hate, love and hate. You know what? Love is to say no to wrongdoing. You know, and please try to understand those people, how upset they are. My family was murdered in the middle of the day because they refused to join the communists and they plot on them murders and evil that is unimaginable. I have friends from Iraq. I don't want to tell you what they've seen happening at their doors. It's coming here, people, in your family too. Please, can we make any sense? We have God. We have America. Look, this flag there. You know what that flag means? We can exercise our freedom. That's all that matters to me. We have the biggest district is 10,000 people. We can divide it in 2,000 people and have voting done in one day, one person on paper, because most votes were oppressed, were conservative votes, because we love to vote on election day because you know what? Did you guys realize that our vote is the most sacred legal document? Our vote is a legal document. You cannot mess with it. Please try to understand. I have
thank
so much
you.
To tell you.
Thank you very much for your testimony. We appreciate it. Next is Gail Golick. I'm sorry, what's your name, sir?
My name's Roger Mabe. I'm from Wickenburg.
Let's see. I don't see your... Yeah, Gail Golick is the next speaker. I don't see your speaker
My card
form.
Is up. It's in there. You've got it. It was just called. You mispronounced my name.
Okay. What was your name again?
It's Roger Mabe from Wickenburg.
Oh, was this? I'm not seeing it here.
Mm-hmm.
Let him talk.
Yeah. And I've been patiently waiting.
Yeah. No, that's fine. We'll go. I'll take your word for it. 2 minutes, please. If you could state your address, and then Gail Golick will be next.
Wickenburg, Arizona, and I'm with Wickenburg Action Group. I'm going to read from Proverbs 28:1. It says, "The wicked flee when no one is chasing them, but the godly are bold and lions." You see any bold people who are lions here? We're committed to this thing. So am I. When there is moral rot within a nation, its government topples easily. But with honest and sensible leaders, there is stability. Would you take a minute and just reflect on all the parents that have lost their kids in wars, who have fought for your right to vote? A vote. Not boxes and pallets of ballots. Ballots aren't votes. You're trampling on their sacrifice of the parents that lost their children. Do you feel that? This is a travesty. You mathematically cannot mess this up this many years in a row. It's mathematically impossible.
Hmm. Boom.
Then I understand there's a few of you that have got a pack where you put money in and your effort to make sure none of those MAGA people get voted in. You don't see the conflict of interest there. Moral decay, the fox watching the hen house, you just get that. You think it's okay, right? Is that your world? Yeah, it's not my world. I want you to feel shame. Shame is defined as painful feeling of humiliation or distress caused by your consciousness of wrong or foolish behavior. I'm going to leave you with this. You're playing into Klaus Schwab's, you will own nothing and you will be happy. Sirs and ma'ams, nothing is not owned by nobody. Everything is owned by somebody.
Thank you very much for your time.
Your stuff is going to be owned not by you, and you are playing into their hand.
Gail Golick. And then I would like to invite up Jim O'Connor and Michelle Dillard.
Yeah. Oh, we've got a power.
All right, if you could please state your address for us.
Hi, my name is Gail Golick, and I'm from Scottsdale, Arizona. Hello, my name is Gail Golick, and I'm from Scottsdale, Arizona. And Chairman Gates, you mentioned that you were under obligation by law to canvass and certify this today. In fact, in the Election Procedural Manual on page 234, it says a canvass must be conducted by the statutory deadline, but should not be conducted until all necessary audits have been completed to verify the accuracy and integrity of the election results. We do not have accuracy. We do not have integrity in these election results. I am asking that you stop the certification today until we can get some more audits. Okay, we need audits on the ballots. We've heard testimony today that there were intermingled legal ballots with, counted ballots with uncounted ballots in the same bit. You cannot reconcile that. You can't take the salt out of the soup. Okay, they're all in there and you have no way to get them out. I'd also like to remind you, these machines have come into play and have taken over countries. South America right now is almost gone because of selections. Thank God for Brazil, or we would lose a continent, a whole continent to these machines. If you think that these are not selections, I beg you to sit down with me. I have another reason why you all should take a time to not certify, and that is I filed an ex parte emergency motion for temporary restraining order in an expedited election this morning. I am asking that you take the time to look through the pages of documents and proof that shows exactly what's going on.
All right, your
time is up.
You have
a constitutional oath. Article 7.7 of the Constitution, the highest number of legal ballots shall determine the winner.
Tom Vanek, thank you very much. Tom Vanek,
it's your Constitution.
Your opportunity to speak now.
There
is free
and equal elections, and this was not free, and this was not equal.
Okay, again, it's been 2 minutes for everyone, and we're giving everyone the same amount of time. Tom Vanek, thank you for joining us. Okay. Good morning.
This is live right now.
My name is Tom Vanek. I am a Maricopa County resident. I worked as a registration clerk at the Dysart Community Center at 14414 North El Mirage Road on November 7th and 8th. On November 7th, we had a few issues with the printers, but by the end of the day, we had everything functioning properly.
Oh, God.
On the 8th, we arrived for our shift at 5:30 a.m. when we started our equipment check. None of the site books would connect to the server. We couldn't even access the time clock to punch in. These are the machines that don't connect to the internet, but they wouldn't connect to the internet, so we couldn't start our day. Anyway, our trouble was on the site and could not immediately be reached, so we called the county hotline. The hotline was unable to resolve our issues, so we asked for a T-Tech to be dispatched to our location. Meanwhile, voters began to show up, and we started explaining to them what was going on. By 6 a.m., we had a small crowd, 10 to 15 voters, and we had to tell them we had no way of checking them in. They could either wait for the problem to be resolved or go to another polling location to vote. Most of them left. Eventually, our troubleshooter showed up, but could not fix the problem, and he suggested that we continue to wait for the T-TECH. While we were waiting, more voters showed up and had to be given their options. At least 50 people were turned away in this process. The T-TECH eventually showed up and got the site books to communicate with the main server, so we were able to clock in for our shift, but there was still a communication issue with the printers. When we finally ran test prints and it looked like the issue was fixed, we announced that the polls were open and I checked in the first voter. It was now about 7 a.m. The first voter was checked in, but the printer immediately failed to print her ballot. We again started scrambling to figure out the problem and managed to get it resolved fairly quickly. We were officially in business, but we were over an hour late.
I'm so sorry. Your time is up. Thank you very much for your work as a poll worker. Next,
as a poll worker.
Again, it's 2 minutes for everyone. Everyone is getting the same amount of time. Mr. Schwartz.
Communism.
Why don't you give us more time to speak? Give us 5 minutes.
Mr. Schwartz.
Timothy Schwartz. We all remember just 6 years ago this month, 2016, I need you to remember this, on election day, if you stayed up till 1 a.m., on election day, we knew that Trump won, Hillary Clinton lost. That is the norm. Now they're asking us to believe that the norm is be patient. We're working as hard as we can. The votes are still coming in. We need some more time. This cannot be our new normal. We remember 2016. Stay up till 1 o'clock, you get the results. So I was here in this meeting before your panel 1 month ago after the primary, and I listened to Mr. Richer pat himself on the back saying, we've done a tremendous job, and by the way, we've done this in record time. He used those words. And none of you, and I'm looking you in the eye, none of you said, time out, Mr. Richard, that is not accurate. You clapped and you cheered and you said that, yeah, great job. He went on to tell you how he'd done everything expeditiously and he met record time. This is not fact and you're not calling it out for what it is. We need to be honest. You need to be honest. I need to be honest. All of us do. So why now does the new normal have, we need more time? Well, we go back to 2020. Donald Trump was pulling out his second record win. Florida was called and on and on and on. And then we know what happened. They stopped the vote in the middle of the night because they weren't getting what they wanted. And when we wake up the next morning, everything flopped opposite directions. You're telling me they don't steal elections, yet we have proof. So we waited to see on midterms if this was going to happen again, if we would get our votes counted the day of the election.
Thank you, Mr. Schwartz. Your time is up.
2 minutes already?
That was your 2 minutes. Thank you.
So there you have it. I mean, Shady, just ultimate terror. I mean, these are the terrorists, Shady. They're terrorizing these people. You know, one person having an issue should cause concern in Maricopa County, Shady Grove. Hundreds. Thousands. I mean, Shady, they're showing themselves.
They're showing themselves, and we actually had one of them get up there to the microphone and show himself. So they had to throw in a little shill there to congratulate the steal, even. And again, you know, I'd like to just tell everyone that the people that you're seeing there, every single one of those people coming up to the microphone, those people are awake. Those people are paying attention. Those people are plugged in, and they care because of the fight. They know that there is a fight. We've all been waiting for a fight. Everybody that is a truth teller, that has been a truth teller for however long you've been a truth teller, has been doing nothing but looking for a fight, an opportunity, a way in, a moment in time where we matter. This is that moment. This is our moment. This is what we are doing. This is what Donald J. Trump and Q and all of us patriots that are America First and MAGA have on our plate to consume. It is a matter of time, and it is a matter of effort, and it is on us to put it in, and we're doing it, and I'm so proud of all of you for all that you've done, all the people at the MG Show. You guys are amazing. Thank you again. I know what you've done. I know the work that's out there. A lot of the audience may not know, but I know, and I want to thank you. because you plugging in and paying attention has changed the dynamic of this game. For regardless of battles, we've already won the war. They just don't know it yet.
And here's what the breakdown is of the AZ election events, Shady Groove. It's not over. 11/28, counties file their respective canvas reports, okay? On 12/5, Secretary Hobbs, files her canvas report to certify statewide. What's next? 12/10, according to Arizona state law, post the SOS canvas, there is a five-day challenge period for statewide election contests. Saturday's count in AZ, so a challenge should be filed no later than 12/10 to ensure it's timely. And it's not over until it's over, just saying. Now, by the way, Shady, we've got breaking law enforcement officers outside Maricopa certification hearing show up with shields, Shady Groove, SWAT shields. Look at this, Shady. Here they come. He's got a shield. They're coming for you, Maricopa County. You better not tell the truth. You better not question. Shady Groove, the truth is bad enough, Shady.
It is bad enough. And these people that they were pointing to that are up there, and the one gentleman, the service member there, I can't remember what his service was, but he said it so eloquently. And the idea that we have generated people that have the ability to speak truth to power like that can only come from understanding. The only reason these people that could go up to that mic, you saw a few of them were a little bit nervous, but the reality is the reason that they're doing that is because they know what the fight is. The fight's your grandchildren. The fight's not me. The fight's not you. The fight's the next generation. The founding fathers 250 years ago weren't fighting for me. They were fighting for their grandchildren. They were fighting for our generation. They were fighting for everyone to have freedom, not for their bloodline family, not for the global elite, for we the people, us. That's what we're fighting for.
And the truth.
And an equal share of freedom.
And the truth is bad enough. We'll see you tomorrow. When is Seth Keschel, Shady?
Seth Keschel will be here at noon tomorrow, just as tall as he could ever be.
1205 right here, rumble.com/MG Show or Red State Talk Radio or Brighton.tv. The truth
for many years.
Enough.
You don't have to lie about things. You don't have to sensationalize them. You don't have to make anything up. You don't have to invent figures. The truth is bad enough. The truth's bad enough. And if you tell the truth, you have credibility. And credibility means people will listen to you. Credibility means things will be tended to. When you lie and people find out that you're lying, and it's easy, it is so easy to discover, then you have no credibility. You become a liar. You become somebody with no confidence factor. You become a rumor monger. You become a minion of the old, who was it? Oh, who was it that was billed as the great deceiver? I wonder who that was. See, whenever you spread a rumor, whenever you tell a lie, whenever you stretch the truth or sensationalize something, and I don't care what the reason is that you do it, you become an ally of the great deceiver. Somebody called him Heinrich Himmler. Somebody else called him Lucifer. Somebody else called him Satan. You can call him anybody you want. But listen to me very carefully. He's not anybody I want around me. His minions are not anybody that I want to know or be associated with or hear from. His minions and allies and supporters are not the people that I care about. You understand? You want to be on his side? Stay the hell away from me. Don't call me. Don't write me. Don't reference me. Don't email me. I don't want anything to do with you if you're a spreader of rumors and lies and disinformation and sensationalization and all of this other bullshit. Do you hear me, sheeple? I don't know why it makes people so angry. You know, if all get off your butts and do the same research that I do, you would know the same things that I know, and you shouldn't be angry or jealous or upset. What you should be is thankful for having forewarning so that you can act upon it. But do you ever act upon anything? Have you ever? Will you ever? That's the question. That is the hinge upon which the door to the future operates. You don't know that. You don't give a damn, probably. Because to oil the hinge and make the door work and make it all better, you got to get up off your ass and do something. Oh, heaven forbid you have to do that. Oh, my goodness, you might even have to take some kind of personal risk. You might even get on somebody's list. Oh, people might even start to respect you because you cease to become worthless.
WW?
But, oh, who am I to dream like that? Ah! Come on, Bill. I mean, you know, you're really getting away with yourself here, dreaming like that. Come on, Bill. Get real.
www.mg.show. Boom.